be asked here during the lesson.
Yes, we need to understand exactly what is happening with us every day, every moment, every lesson. We are a result of the breaking of the vessels. There was a complete kli, complete vessel, and the Creator, the upper force, broke it on purpose. So we could, by assembling through our efforts, all of those pieces together, to understand, we'll be able to understand the structure of the common vessel, and accordingly how this structure, once corrected, causes a filling. And what is the manner of the filling? And by connecting among us and accordingly becoming filled with the upper light, with revealing the Creator, by this we can understand the Creator, feel the Creator, according to the types of connection and intensities of connection among us, because in the upper force itself we have no attainment, but when we begin to connect in this way or in that way among ourselves and begin to receive the filling, then we can begin to talk about the fillings through the forms of closeness between us, forms of connection between us. And then it turns out that we suddenly have a language, we have an understanding what we're doing, how we are bestowing.
Shemot.
We find names to the manifestations of the Creator, manifestations of the light, to the types of light, different intensities of the light. Although we have no attainment in the light itself, because we're drawing the light through the connection, various connections among the vessels, then we can call these lights by the names of the vessels. In this way, we acquire a ready-made language, which is also like the language of the branches. When we talk about the lights in the language of the vessels, in this way we can also talk about the Creator, types of manifestation of the Creator, forms, manners of manifestations of the Creator, because we connect ourselves in all kinds of various forms and intensities. Therefore, our work on connecting the vessels is constant work, and it is the only work. And only this is called the work of the Creator, because by this we put together the complete name of the Creator, His appearance, His complete appearance in the created beings, eventually, which is called the end of correction. And this is why our whole life, our whole existence should be about being aware that each day and each moment new records of the broken vessels are surfacing, and we have to try to bring them all together to connection and to that sublime goal where everything unites as one. This is why it is written that each day they should be as new in your eyes, meaning that you need to understand that this is called the renewals of times when broken vessels are revealed to our senses, to our eyes, and of course they're all broken because the breaking was down to the lowest degree, And afterwards, we begin, once they appear, we begin to work with them, to identify them, and begin to bring them closer, which is really us, ourselves. And that's how we become corrected. In other words, this phrase that all of your states should be as new in your eyes talks about the Shemot records that appear in all of our senses from the broken vessels of Adam Rishon. And accordingly, we have to try to turn them into Havaya, meaning to connect them, intense Firot, Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the light that fills them. And as much as we succeed, according to the degrees, until at the end of the corrections, as we learn, we will see all of these states connecting together. This is called the great zivug, the great coupling. And then we will see one vessel, one filling, which are called He is One and His Name One, that will be revealed to everyone. In the meantime, we have to try to accustom ourselves that every moment we should work on joining that moment into adhesion, into a state where all the elements in it, we want to bring them all together, not throw away any element, but connect them in such a way that the complete name of the Creator is revealed. This is really our work.
А вот как мы каждое раскрывающееся решимо присоединяем вот к кого вы сказали, такая наша работа.
Can we connect every решимо that is revealed to the Havaya, and that's our work?
Each and every record that's revealed is a small part of the one complete name Havaya, the manifestation of the Creator before the created being. And that's why we have to work on each and every record, meaning on each and every state that's revealed to us, certainly as a broken state, where we don't want and don't understand and don't reveal and have no powers for it. We're weak, etc., etc. We have to understand that all of those elements are correct elements. And only by awakening one another and helping one another and connect, and by connecting together, we can overcome the separation, the weakness, the indifference, the apathy, the helplessness, etc. In the beginning of the work, the records that appear to a person are simple, relatively simple records, like for a baby, for example. And then he doesn't need the society, he doesn't need anything. He moves from state to state. Most of the states are worked on instead of him, so as to teach him and give him impressions from states of connection, states of separation. Although he doesn't know they stem from it. If the changing of times and states stems from him being brought closer or farther from the Creator. But afterwards it becomes clearer toward the Creator, toward society. And a person begins to feel his own ego, how he doesn't want to participate in this. And that's the work.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Che cosa significa?
Morning.
Che noi vediamo il Borè nella misura della connessione tra di noi?
What's the meaning that we discover the Creator in the, to the degree of the connection between us?
Who is the Creator? The Creator, the connection between us is the Creator. Come and see. Because if we're not connected between us, we won't discover this force. Why are we broken? So we would awaken, we would want to discover the Creator according to His broken Shemot, records that are revealed in us. His whole world, His whole life is broken records of the Creator, of this system. And we have to put them together correctly. And in this way, understand Him, understand the system, and be able to be together with the Abba Force. And we can identify with the system and improve the globe. Where we learn it. Zivug, coupling, is connection. Connection is usually between things that are opposite from one another. And when we want to bring them closer to each other, it causes a coupling. Normally, a coupling is when you have striking, because their internal qualities cannot be together, those two things. But when they overcome the striking, the contradiction between them, the oppositeness between them, above it, they come into connection. This is why it's called coupling by striking, meaning a connection that comes through resistance, collision, striking. This is how it happens, because inside, according to nature, they are two opposites. But according to their desire, they want to overcome their nature and connect. Say, it's like two people who, according to their nature, they can't be connected. They have a striking between them. Even they might have hatred between them, but they are discovering that there is a higher need. And they can achieve that higher state only if they connect together. So they connect among them, between them, despite the inner striking. And then to the extent that they overcome the striking, the hatred, the rejection between them, they can, according to this, receive the common feeling, the upper light, the feeling of the Creator, which is revealed only in such a way.
La consecuencia, en todo caso, es la de Bekut.
And the result in each case is adhesion.
The result of it is called dvikut, adhesion. Adhesion can be a state that exists only between two that are contradictory, that are hateful of each other, rejecting each other intensely. But above it, they demand of the Creator to receive the power of connection, the glue that attaches them together, glues them together, even though by their nature, they are opposites. And that's how they advance toward adhesion, toward correction. The end of the corrections is when all are adhered as one. This is called having one vessel that connects despite the contradictions in it. And in it, the one light is revealed. And then it will be 620 times more intense than before, because there is a connection on top of the resistance, the collision, the overcoming.
Bechol yom,
Again, each day they will be as new in your eyes, as if you commanded them that day. Since each day he must receive a commandment from a higher degree, which means that there the greatness of the Creator is more apparent.
Compared to the day before.
Clear,
right? We have to pay attention each day to the new states, new records, new relationships, specifically the new ones, because they're the ones that bring us, give us the possibility to rise to a higher degree.
Clear.
Because each day, you must receive a commandment from a higher degree, which means that there the greatness of the Creator is more apparent.
Excerpt number 2. In every beginning, a person must start over the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment. That is, now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven.
It
follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. And this is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into the Kedusha. It follows that from each descent, he arrives at a new beginning and raises new sparks.
It seems to a person that each day he becomes worse because deeper records of the appear to him out of the shattering. So it's correct what he feels, but it's all because he's still received yesterday and the day before and in all the previous times, he received some sort of an ability to overcome these states, to sort them out correctly, to connect them to the intention to bestow, and in that way advance. Moscow 7.
Nevertheless, how to unify, to differentiate new records that appear in order to be incorporated directly into the correction?
That's very simple. A shimo, a record, is the whole of reality. The whole world that I feel is called the present record, that the one that's being revealed now. The whole world, a whole universe, this world, planet Earth, humanity, everything there is only one record that's revealed now, at this moment. And I have to bring it to a state where instead of all those things, I see only one desire, which the Creator gave. And that desire is broken. I have to put it all together within me through my inner effort that there is only one desire here that comes to me from there is none else besides Him. And I have to connect all those desires, all those qualities, everything that happens to one source, to the one Creator from which they come to me. And when I want, and I also want to see in this the manifestation of the Creator, that He enjoys my wanting to see reality in this way. When he positions reality, he creates reality, and he completes it and receives it specifically from me.
Получается, если я
вижу
раскрытие во мне, отклонение от этого единства, от совершенства.
It turns out that if I see any revelation of deviation from this unity, from this wholeness, that's a record that is now revealed that I was able to identify. Again, according to what is written in the book Shaar Kavanot, Gate of Intentions, the meaning of each day there will be as new in your eyes is that because this is the truth, that is, each day a person corrects new discernments from those that have fallen during the breaking of the vessels. As explained in the book, it follows that a person does not repeat the Torah he had received on Mount Sinai, does not repeat the same things. Rather, with the Torah that was given on Mount Sinai, he must correct new discernments each day. It follows that it is as though on this day you were commanded, meaning that each day there are other discernments to correct with the Torah. From this we learn why a person needs to eat each day, and it is not enough to eat once a year, so it suffices for the rest of the year. Rather, according to the words of the Ari, in each eating, new discernments from the shattering are sorted, although not each one feels it.
No. Алмата.
Спасибо. Алмата. А что это за трапеза, о которой говорит Ари здесь в контексте?
Well, what is that meal that he writes about?
When we sit and eat, we feel new flavors each time. It doesn't matter if I ate yesterday too. The same, it should be the same in the spiritual work. Mark 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой кли. Подскажите, взаимосвязаны ли решимот, который раскрывает?
Hello, Rav, world kli.
Решимот, который раскрывает.
Is there any a mutual connection between the records that appear in me and the records that appear in the friends in the ten?
All those records are connected, but on higher degrees than our own. That's why it seems to us like we are in our own states, in our own character, in our own moods, etc. But in truth, at a higher degree than ours, all those things connect together, and it's their connection that determines what each of us feels now here.
PT 24.
PT 24.
Rav, קודם דיברת על
before you said that we eat each day, but we acquire new flavors, and we also come to lesson each day. Food is something that if I don't do, I will die. But I don't feel that if I don't connect with the friends, I will die. Food feels like an existential action necessary for my existence, and connection is not. How do I turn it into something like that?
You have to shift from living through physical food to living through spiritual food, and then you'll see how much you need it. Max 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Вот в отрывке сказано, хоть и не каждый чувствует.
Good morning, teacher.
Чего зависит моя чувствительность?
It says here that even if not everyone feels it, so on what depends my sensitivity, my ability to scrutinize new points on the way to adhesion?
My sensitivity to scrutinize the sharing, and of course afterwards to correct it. That sensitivity depends on how drawn I am to connection. Because our whole correction is in increasing connection in each state, more and more and more. And if I see in front of me a society in its corrected form more than I can currently depict it, it's regarded as being on the right path and awakening the right records, and in this way I advance. Whereas if I don't see in front of me these states as necessary, then I don't work toward connection, and I don't detect so quickly and directly the essence of the records and their purpose.
Internet.
Shalom Rav.
Hello, Rav. Question from Seth from New York 4. How important it is to identify, to scrutinize each new Rishima, or is it enough to continue in the direction of connection?
No. Of course, being drawn to connection, I have to do it as much as I can. This is mandatory. Otherwise, I'm not on the path. But scrutinizing to what extent I am not in the broken Lashimo, the broken record, and I do want to be in the broken record. And what is exactly this broken record, and why it is one opposite the other, and how opposite that I have a corrected state. If I scrutinize all that, then I am truly, I truly do correct the situation. It's a fun tool. Yes. Question from Kabu 7. What does it mean to sort out new discernments from the shattering?
It means that whatever is awakened in me, on top of these Rishimo, these records that awaken in me, that push me away from corrections, I need to overcome them and actually add them to this new correction. Maybe again.
Yeah. We must accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven each day anew. Yesterday's acceptance is not enough, since each time, says the Ari, we must raise the sparks that fell to Bia and raise them to Kedusha, holiness. It follows that when a person accepts a new burden each time, it is considered that each time he takes a part of the separation and admits it into the unity of Kedusha. This is the meaning of Malchut returning to be in a dot each day. And in the Zohar, a dot is called a black dot in which there is no white. That is, it does not shine, since white means that it illuminates. This means that it must be renewed each time. However, we must know that it is not the same quality as it was before. Rather, it is as it is written, there is no renewal of light that does not extend from Ein Sof, infinity.
P.T. 35.
P.T. 35.
בוקר טוב רב, מה זה נקרא איחוד?
Good morning, Rav. What is unity?
חיבור בין שני ההפכים.
Unity means connection between two opposites, where above the opposition between them, they come to feeling and understanding.
גם במצב שלנו אנחנו מרגישים עליות וירידות.
In our stage too, we feel ascents and descents and seemingly the same things that our texts talk about. But it's all corporeal, it's all connected to this world and to my life in this world. Is there a connection to the process that's talked about here of revealing the Shemot, the records?
I think it's the same.
אנחנו צריכים לראות יותר ויותר.
And besides that, we need to see more, more clearly that our whole life is exactly all those states we are learning about, which is the revelation of the records and their realization. We have nothing more to do in this life in the form of the still vegetative animate and speaking inside a person. This is how we need to maintain it and aim them all at one connection. There's nothing more. Just pay attention to what you're doing from morning till night. Where everything you're doing, you wish to do only in order to reach a new state. To scrutinize new Rishimot, new records, another degree, another state, and another state, and add them, put them together so it'll be clear who are you dealing with, what's the importance of the group, what's the connection with the Creator, and so on and so forth. Turkey 3.
Question from my 10. Is this burden a vessel?
Shela.
It's not a vessel yet, but those are broken records that you must convert into a vessel. That above all those broken records, you're asking for correction. Then the upper light comes, and this upper light is building for your screen.
ומתוך זה שהוא בונה לך מסך,
and then from building it for you, you begin to understand what is being talked about, what's happening, what to be drawn to. The light has to open your eyes.
ההקדמה לזה, הסיבה לזה שאתה תבקש,
but the introduction for it, the reason for it, for you to demand is the record itself. The record itself must awaken you for that.
PD 27.
What should be the discernment that a person feels in order to continue state? How should it feel? What deficiency should awaken?
The group must be in such a feeling that each and every moment something new is happening to it.
What is this new state? What's new there?
New records each moment. We're from the shattering when we don't pay attention to where we're existing, but if we wish to relate to reality correctly, then we always need to have such an attitude where this is coming to me from the Creator, this I'm getting from the Creator, this I'm getting from the Creator, and each and every time, how do I react to it? How do I respond? How do I connect to Him? There's never a state from which we cannot rise to a higher degree.
So a new state necessarily relates to more connection to the Creator.
Yes. By connecting, putting together all the Rishimot, all the records, we connect ourselves, and on top of the records and on top of the separation between us, we come to a cry, to a request, and then we rise. And then you can say that they shall be as new in your eyes, not new according to the records, but according to what.
שלום רב. איך אנחנו יכולים לשמור את השמח?
How can we maintain our joy, our happiness? In this process.
Why can't we? If I'm constantly developing, and this my development is always towards the end of correction, so each day I'm coming closer to it more and more. Although the path might be long, but it all depends on me. And in a sense, it's not so important for me to get to the end of correction. I don't have a deficiency toward the end of correction. I have a deficiency each time to correct myself in connection with the friends and in connection with that to reveal the Creator for the time being, called Boe, come and see. And there should be this new in my eyes, new vessel, new Rishimo, a new Creator. As Rabbi Zusa said, each day, every day I have a new creator. It sounds like a heretic, someone who was not connected to the Torah. What does it mean, a new creator each day? You're throwing out what you had yesterday and now you establish before you a new creator? No. Today he feels him, he attains him more clearly. And that's how he There's no problem here. The only problem is that we are not pressuring each other in the tent toward realizing it together. That is the only problem. It's the source of all of our failures. There are many things here. Let's keep it simple. We need to awaken the friends each and every moment to connect again and again in order to discover the inner spiritual state until the Creator appears in it. We need to see in each and every state of ours that what we're doing now is greater connection until the Creator is revealed between us. That's it. And who is the Creator? Yud K Vav K. We compile the vessel, the ten sefirot, and the tip of the yod, even before the letter yod, there is the Creator. There is the upper light. It comes and
you said that the only problem is that we're not pressuring each other in the tent to realize it together. That's the source of all our failures.
We don't pressure, meaning we also don't set an example for it. We don't pull each other towards the scrutiny.
What example should we be giving here?
That I'm interested in scrutinizing the current state together with the friends, and in this state, to scrutinize all the details of our connections.
What does it mean to pressure? In what way?
To awaken, don't say to pressure. My dictionary is very
Mozart.
Narrow.
Beseder. Itafo.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, hai parlato 10 minuti fa di una Reshimot rotta. Che cos'è una Reshimot rotta? E come si corregge una Reshimot rotta rispetto a una Reshimot che non è rotta? Qual è la differenza?
You spoke about the broken records. I wanted to know how to correct the broken records. And what is the correction of a broken record compared to a non-broken record?
Very simple. Whatever is in the group. You're in the group, right? Ida 4 is a group. Answer me. Yes, good.
Now,
is it a broken group or a corrected group?
Answer.
Italy 4, is this a corrected or a broken group?
It's
a group that's working for the purpose of correction.
I didn't ask you how it works. I'm asking if it's corrected or if it's broken.
Broken. It's broken.
Good. Broken. So you're answering like a mother on her about her children. They're crying, they're dirty, and they said, she says, oh, they're so pretty, so smart. That's how you answer. It's good, I understand you. But nevertheless, we need to work on the connection between us, so that between us, the Creator will be revealed. You understand it simply. The level of connection, the quality of the connection between us, according to the intensity, the force of the connection, we have to come to a state that will bring us the feeling of the Creator. And that's it, no more than that. This is what we have to work on. You wish to discover the Creator, to reveal Him, to do it in the connection, in the group. It's in practice between us to do it, but it's not all at once. It takes many, a long time. But every day, more and more, they should be every day as new in your eyes, as new records that appear from the shattering, and you have to attach all the pieces of the group together as much as possible. That's our work. It's very practical. There's nothing philosophical, artificial, spiritual, nothing. In practice, let us contract to such an extent that the Creator will be revealed. He is in there, but we have to have such a compression between us that He...
Exit number 5. When Israel attains the greatness of the Creator each day, according to his faith, to that extent, the Torah grows within him. At that time, he becomes a different Israel, because in spirituality, everything that has a different form is a new quality. Hence, if a person receives greater faith each day, then the Torah is regarded as new. This is the meaning of as if you were commanded them that day. Since each day he has a new, a different mitzvah commandment. Thus, as if you were commanded them that day means that on the day when a person takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven more intensely, he has a new mitzvah commandment, a new Torah, and a new Israel.
New data, new records from the shattering, and on top of that record, we connect, we learn, we scrutinize all the lights and vessels, the connections between us, the Creator who fills us, the upper light that fills us, everything comes from this new. Every day there shall be this new in your eyes, completely new, truly. Because after the scrutiny, we fall again into the shattering, and we start not only from zero, but from minus. From the negative, we start to ascend. And the more we correct before, it causes us to descend even deeper. And a deeper descent helps us because it lets us rise even higher. And in this zigzag, you know, lower, higher, lower still, higher still. That's how we advance towards the end of correction. That's why he who is greater than his friend, he rises higher, his inclination is greater, he falls lower, and that's how it is in the whole group. So just imagine that we'll connect together. What kind of great a sense will we have? But what deep the sense? Those are very difficult states. On that it says, don't judge your friend until you are in his place. Since if you're not in place of your friend, you cannot be in his place, then don't judge him. Understand that you have to understand it's not so simple, and it's possible that in his place.
Maestro, buongiorno. Proprio questo volevo chiedere. Come facciamo a fare pressione sugli amici con amore senza critica? Come facciamo a essere potenti ma non offendere l'amico, magari che non viene a lezione o che non è in decina o che non partecipa a divulgazione?
רציתי לשאול איך אנחנו יכולים לעורר.
I wanted to ask how can we awaken the friends, pressure the friends, without doing it too hard, without to do it with love, without causing a friend to move away. For example, friends who are not coming to the lesson or don't disseminate enough. How do we do it?
I don't know. That is a question that I myself don't have an answer to. How to awaken the heart of the friends so they would want to come to the lesson, at least to the lessons. And they would feel themselves obligated to do it relative to others, to the Creator, to humanity. It's a problem. It's a problem, you see, in order to sustain himself in this life. And he knows that they're going to be finished soon. He gets up in the morning, he runs to work, he's looking and searching and thinking how to obtain all the means by which to arrange his life. But eternal life, he has an opportunity to arrange himself in this exalted, beautiful, exalted degrees. No, not important. He doesn't have a need for it. We only act according to the desire. You understand? So, let's say if I was in the place of the Creator, I would have do the pandemic, not as the another COVID-19. I would bring such pandemic to the world that everyone that would be so not difficult, but so such that from it people will get shocked into thinking what are they doing about their lives, what's happening with their opportunity in life. And I'm also among them, by the way. I can say that I'm corrected. So when I'm looking, also we have to ask the Creator to awaken us even more. One thing we're lacking is if we see friends who are unable, they get despaired, they are weak, they fall. A prayer for them is what we have to do. We have to practically, in practice, they don't come to the lesson. You are in the lesson, in the connection between you. Take 1 minute and think and ask for something together for them, since they're not there, since they are at home asleep or doing something else. Raise a request to the Creator for those friends who are not capable. Please do it. And you'll see how much it can help.
Exit number 6.
Shemina Shamaim, notnim lo tipul meyuchad.
The descent that one receives is for his own good, meaning that he is receiving special treatment. that he was lowered from his state where he thought that he had some wholeness. This is apparent, and he's agreeing to remain in his current state his whole life. But now that he sees that he is far from spirituality, he begins to think, what is really required of me? What should I do? What is the purpose I should achieve? He sees that he has no power to work and finds himself in a state of between heaven and earth. Then, man's only strengthening is that only the Creator can help, but by himself, he is doomed. It was said about this, those who hope for the Lord will gain new strength, meaning those people who hope for the Creator. This means that they who see that there is no one else in the world who can help them regain strength each time. It follows that this descent is actually an ascent, meaning that this descent that they feel allows them to rise in degree, since there is no light without a vessel.
איזה מילים יפות.
Oh, what beautiful words. פרשבה.
מה תגיד לנו?
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב עשירייה העולמית.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. First of all, gratitude to the Creator for giving us the opportunity to perform corrections. I was asking myself when I heard these excerpts with the 10 together, what corrections are we working on? Personal corrections or the general correction?
We wish to keep the connection that's broken from the records. The records appear from no one but between us, where we had connection between us in the system of Adam HaRishon, and this connection was shattered, and we need to mend this connection. We're asking only for that. We care only for that. We can do something only around this broken connection between us.
Chacham. Excerpt number 7. Wise who sees the future. Since they can come to a descent in order to acquire empty vessels so the Creator may fill them, or he will remain in a state of lowliness because he will not feel deficient. Then, when he loses the state of ascent, he begins to seek advice how to ascend in spirituality once again. Therefore, one who is old, meaning wise, and sees the future, begins to search how to ascend in spirituality even before he loses the state of ascent. He begins to follow all the counsels about the ways to ascend on the spiritual degrees. And this is done by seeking deficiencies in the state he is in. In that case, there is no need to throw him down in importance, so he will find and see deficiencies in himself, since he himself will be looking for deficiencies so as to have empty vessels that the Creator may fill.
Kabu 7.
Thank you, the 10, for your patience to teach us. My question to you is, what is the difference between the descent in this world and a spiritual descent, if there is any? And how can I help a friend or the 10 to turn that into an ascent?
אתה צריך לזה לקרוא מאמרי רבש.
For that, you need to read Rabash's articles. But in short, in a word, I'll tell you. You can help a friend through an example. That's the most beneficial, that you're setting an example for the correct behavior.
PT-35.
How do I make the 10 pressure me to be corrected? Do I have to ask them to show me where I'm wrong? Or should they always be nice to me?
No, you also have to have some criticism, different states. So it won't be such that you erase all the problems and you wish to be only in some pretty state. No. But you need to know. It says, a wise man has his eyes in his head. What does it mean that his eyes are in his head? He can see. He doesn't hide from himself. Where is he? What's going on with him? And that's how we need to behave.
So I can ask this of them also.
Yeah, but it's better if you read about it.
Kiev.
Thank you.
Так что значит, что согласно статье вот этой, что человек должен искать недостатки в тех духовных?
According to what is written here, what does it mean for that a person has to look for deficiencies in the spiritual states he is in? We always learned that you mustn't criticize. So what does it mean to search for deficiencies in the spiritual states that a person is in?
I'm not going to criticize the others, rather I need to see by myself where am I still not finished with the work in a complete way. This is the meaning of the old person who's walking all hunched down as if he lost something, as if he's looking for something that he lost. There's an article by Rabash on it. It's very beautiful.
Overcoming that is very simple. Only by example. When every 10 has to be an example for the whole worldly, for all the 10s, for all human beings, be an example. That's the most important thing. Try, make an effort to build yourself to be this.
And how can we show that we're the example, like, and not in hiding, but, you know, we can't show this example unless we're all together with all the tens.
You don't understand what I'm saying. With whatever you do in the connection between yourselves, when you are connected, that you do want to reach a connection, a spiritual connection between yourselves, that you learn together, that you meet during the day. At this, be an example. Show this example to everyone, to the others, as much as possible. And it doesn't matter if the others are also into it. Whenever you give an example to the others, this way you strengthen the kli. And you also awaken reshimot between the tens. We also have to reach that.
So would it be good for our 10 to pray that the other 10s achieve this?
Can?
Yes, of course. What's the question here? What is better than that? Asking for someone else. Actually, if you in your ten will start connecting in order to pray for other tens, then you'll advance a lot. You'll advance very much. Because he who prays for his friend is awarded first. Turn your microphone on.
How to search for deficiencies, for new deficiencies.
If we connect between ourselves, we're in a direction of connection between ourselves, by that will cause the new Rishimot, the broken Rishimot, to be revealed. That's how it works. Merkaz 1.
In our group, there are many friends that participate in the tense connections during the day. We're about 15 friends. Part of them are also the connection duty, but there's friends that don't come to the lesson every day. Or they come a bit, maybe for an hour in the lesson. So it's not clear what our attitude to that should be.
I don't know what to tell you. It's barely happened. I think it was twice during my 12 years with Rabash that I didn't attend the lesson twice. I remember that. All the rest of the times, I was always in the lesson. I was all the time in the lesson.
But there's a question about how to organize a ten. Let's say there's two friends that come every day, and the rest come every now and then. So I'm a friend that comes every day. What should I do with this? What should my attitude be towards the rest?
It's a big problem. It's a problem. Because our lesson is not simply studying physics or mathematics. We're learning the spiritual actions we have to go through. And later, when this is what we engage in during the day, we're talking out of what we've learned in the morning lesson, what we've talked about. And the materials we study here in the morning lesson, we can't go over in any other place or in any other way. Because it's an assembly of excerpts that are organized in a very good way. Friends worked on it for many hours. And if we don't go over it together and together with the teacher, there's no benefit later. I can't just read it later and understand and be impressed internally. Not at all. Not at all. I don't know what to tell you. In such a case, I raise my hands and I say, these people that don't come to the morning lesson, I don't take care of them. I don't take care of these people who don't come to the morning lesson. They can do whatever they want to do. It's their business. But we must not hear them. They can come during the day and start organizing all kinds of things and to tell us, I don't want to hear these people. I don't want. If he is not in the morning lesson, amen. He's not a man for me. He's not a friend. He's not a student for me. That's it.
What should I do now?
What do you mean now?
I come every day, and I hear you saying this, that whoever doesn't come every day, or partially comes to the lesson, he's not a friend, he's not a man. What should I do? Should I leave my ten? Should I go to a different ten?
I don't know. These decisions are not mine. And just as I haven't connected you in the tens, I don't know. There are guys in charge. There's someone in charge, ask him. But I don't want to be connected to a person.
I'm
not saying that we should throw them, God forbid, or something. No. Wait. Give them time until they assemble and they somehow take part. But as a friend, friend, chaver, is from the word connection, chibur. There is no such a thing that he is my friend. When is he my friend? When is he doing actions? Nothing to do about it. Just to move on.
Very strong. How should we come out of the morning lesson? Now everyone is going his way. What should we take with us from such a strong morning lesson? What do we do with this?
The main thing is that every day we have to understand that we receive, every day we receive an opportunity to advance from above. And it's an opportunity to connect between us. Meaning the fact that I come out of the lesson after a few minutes, I forget about everything, that's all very well. The Creator is giving me an opportunity to awaken the connection between ourselves again. And the fact that I remember everything I've learned, everything we've learned, that's also an opportunity to connect, etc., etc. That's what we need. Each and every moment to try to connect more and more between us.